Hello, and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the... Oh, that didn't work. Damn it. Oh, we're going to have to wait for that later. I forgot. That as soon as I hit play, I was mad at what I did there. One guy who doesn't judge me for my mistakes when I tried to do his introduction because I wanted to play this fun drop that I spent some time pulling the other day.
My dad is Sly Cooper.
That's adorable. Can you do it again?
I can.
My dad is Sly Cooper.
Nailed it. Oh, now we have a new tradition when anyone calls and references anybody anything about Sly.
That's, my dad is Sly Cooper.
Nailed it. Nailed it, buddy.
But I also have my personal favorite.
Boozers!
Man, that was a drop-friendly episode.
He had a lot of hits in there. I mean, I think I got the two grand slams in.
Boozers! My dad is Sly Cooper. Boozers!
I love it.
Anyway, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
I was going to do this, but hi, Justin.
Why are you at a...
Because we haven't spoken in so long.
Oh, that's right.
That was going to be my...
And you only speak when we are speaking in this room.
It's part of my vow of silence and my vow of comedy.
Almost a tea spit take.
I can only speak whilst being humorous.
It would take a lot of commitment. It would take a lot of, right? Like,
to only talk when you're funny?
No, just to only talk on this show.
Oh my gosh. That's an amazing monk show that I would love to see. Right? That the only time these monks talk. It's real.
Did he not talk at all during that show? I totally forgot about that dynamic.
Who, the monk?
Monk, yeah.
No, he talked all the time.
Okay.
Different. I meant like real monks.
Oh, my bad.
No, that guy, he talked all the time.
Loser!
Nailed it. Are we rolling? This is good. We're recording.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to always be recording.
Always be rolling.
Always be recording.
We haven't spoken in so long. So many things have happened.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? I only have one thing, and you saw it happening before.
That is a huge thing. Let's talk about that, because I'll talk about it first, and then you'll talk about it.
All right, go.
And then I'll talk about something else.
All right.
Because you have only one thing to talk about.
Right.
Okay, we've recapped that. Okay, moving on. Thanks, buddy. So, as you know, I bought Strange Brigade.
Yes, I do know.
We will talk about
it
later.
Because I also bought Strange Brigade to play with my good friend.
Which is me.
Yeah.
And we've played...
0 times.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But then, Spider-Man came out the week later. And I now, every night when I'm on the PS4, play a game called Are There Less Than 10 People Playing Spider-Man Right Now? I have 300 friends, followers, whatever on the PS network. Never less than 10 people. Never less than 10 people every night.
Glorious.
So I was to the point where I was like, I'm experiencing FOMO because I had already made the choice not to get the game. Every time I look at the game, I go, that looks like fun, but I don't have the same urge to play it. That I would like a Batman game or I did for Strange Brigade. And I've realized is because even watching the bit that you were just doing now, the world just looks like New York City. Yep. And maybe you can correct me if I'm, but it seems like that's the appeal, that you're the amazing thing in a really good New York simulator. And I'm glad this happened because now I realize as a gamer, I enjoy really fantastical worlds. Like I love Lord of the Rings games because we get to run around the more. I love the Strange Brigade games because everything looks like an incredible shot from some Indiana Jones outtake that didn't make it. Spider-Man just looks like New York City, but simply the fact that everybody on the planet is playing that game almost made me go and buy it.
So I still have Mass Effect. I still have not finished Just Cause 3. I've only played one preseason game of Madden 19.
You bought that Just Cause at E3. I saw that and we're like, I'm in.
It was $6, so I bought it.
Yeah.
And then I bought Destiny 2, and then I bought Strange Brigade. This is the most...
Destiny 2 is free this month, too.
Oh, hilarious. these are the most games I have ever owned.
Yeah, simultaneously. Yeah.
Without playing in my life.
Yeah.
At most I ever had was 3 games. So I got Just Cause 3, Destiny, Mass Effect, and Madden.
Yeah.
So that's 4. I feel like I'm still... Strange Brigade. That was the fifth one.
And are you getting these as digital games, or are you buying
Madden is
discs?
Digital. Just Cause 3 is digital because it was only $6, right?
Yeah.
And then Destiny's digital. Spider-Man and Strange Brigade is digital because the disc didn't come in time.
Oh, that's right.
And then, so Spider-Man is the only disc out of
really?
Those.
And you'll be done with that soon. So great.
Yeah. The kids are going to slow you down, though.
They've got Fortnite.
They're going to test that delayed gratification. No, Fortnite is going to even make it even longer.
Oh, they're going to
finish it. And they're playing it together, and they caught up with me. So here's how my Spider-Man journey happened.
Yes.
Is that I knew I was going to get the game. I knew it. Jack got, a long time ago, for his birthday, he got a Best Buy gift card, and it was $35, and he wanted to use it to get a PlayStation gift card to get V-Bucks. So we went, and they were like what we discussed on the show, or maybe it was in personal life.
Probably both.
But IRL, as they call it.
I love
Extreme
that episode.
Disney. And so they, they were out of the PlayStation gift cards because everybody wants V-Bucks now.
Right.
So all they had was $50 or $100. And I don't know if you know this, but $50 is more than $35. Math is hard.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Okay.
But it's hard.
Three and a five.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I carry the five,
yep,
and hold the shoelace until the bunny jumps out. Oh, yep. 35 is lower than 50. Thank you.
Losers!
And so I decided I'm going to chip in the extra $15, get my kid the V-Bucks.
Very
he's
going
to owe me $15.
Oh, he's going to owe you?
Yeah.
It's not even like a gift.
No, not really. I don't do gifts except for birthdays and
really?
Christmas time. Yeah. I mean, I give experiences. I get this from my dad. But anyway. Yeah. So I was like, and I know
which is
this
very un-baby boomer, by the way. Baby
really?
Boomers are very much about
gift.
Materials.
Oh.
Millennials and our generation more about experiences.
My father's worth like $2 million, and he drives like two cars in the late 80s.
He's ahead of the curve.
Both of them are recovering from injuries from multiple deer contacts. Like one of his doors
in the same incident.
Yeah.
Were they attacked by deers?
Pretty much. I think in one car he hit three deer. Like not,
at once?
Yeah, they
you
were
just
like,
go through an elk?
I think they were crossing and there was a misunderstanding. I think he thought it was green for him, but they thought it was green for them.
They remembered.
All I know is he was supposed to go on a trip and then it didn't happen because three deer hit his Land Rover.
He changed his headlights to be swirling hypnotism things like the penguin. And they're like,
they just jump in front of it.
And we had deer for a week. Yuck, but it's dope.
That's a solid impression of my father. He will appreciate that. So I was like, and Spider-Man's coming out in a few days. I'll just use the Best Buy gift card because I was going to buy that game.
Yeah.
I was going to get it online. And I said, I'll just do that. And so the kids, because they're into YouTuber gamers now, so they watch Jacksepticeye have his mind blown by playing Spider-Man. These guys, man, they've got the best gigs ever.
The YouTubers?
Yes.
Now, but here's the deal. I think like a lot of gigs, should you be able to graduate to that level, it's a great gig. But there are infinite.
No,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many dudes are there scraping
to be
by
Jacksepticeye?
Right? And then smacking of desperation or sinking money into gear and just not getting the followers because they're not the personality. It's
sad that we're saying this in my studio that I built.
That's why I thought of it so quickly.
Oh no.
Because we're just as popular.
I put the septic in Jacksepticeye. So he's playing the game and just like, and it was fun to watch, but I was like, doesn't this ruin the story for you guys a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
they
no,
don't
it's
care
okay.
about that.
They don't care.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was kind of frustrating me because I wanted to be able to experience it, you know, happening.
Why are you watching it then? You can't.
It's in my living room and we only have the one television. Mm-hmm. And I
heard your wife tonight describe how there will never be two TVs in your home. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with them having a TV as long as they pay for it. That, to me, is the compromise.
Who do you think is going to win that battle down the road? Today, obviously.
Natalie, hands down, has it beat. There's no way they're going to get another television.
Really?
No, they have to pay for it. Jack has it.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
But she was saying that even if they pay for it, they're not getting their own TV
own
room.
They'll get in a TV if they...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will win that battle.
Oh, you will, long term.
And it's not because it's like, hey, here's my penis, let me show you how things... It's not that.
I noticed that you were referencing your penis a lot in that conversation.
But it's because
you can make that a drop.
She needs to be reminded.
Yeah.
No, but no, it's a thing where Natalie makes these statements, and I think she is absolutely right that it is a concern. And I think a lot of people listening to the show would take the other side of this, and maybe this is where we complete the journey of the waistline of our pants hitting just above our sternum.
Yeah.
is that
yuck.
The idea of my kids having a gaming system in their room means that I now have to exude effort in order to bring them into my life, right? That they will go in there, they will do that, they will spend all of their time doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a guy who necessarily.
And before you fight us on this, my listening friends.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, those that are saying I had a PS2 in my room and it was joyful. The amount of internet connectivity that is available on a PS4 does not match this game systems of 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and well, even for the younger people, though, here's the thing. Like, we were hanging out with you guys out near a little outdoor strip mall having some ice cream. I think it was for Natalie's birthday, I want to say. And there's a GameStop nearby.
Yeah.
And my sons, who had each spent about 30 minutes earlier that day, which I'm not saying is enough time or too much time or even a little time. I won't even make that argument, but I'm just saying they had played games earlier that day, snuck into, not like just dipped away from the social interaction of our friends so they could sit in GameStop and play game, like demos of games. And I'm like, so I went to them and I just said, hey, you need to be out here. And they said, why? And to me, it's that now what that does is that means that it's my job as a parent to say, no, you need to go out and interact.
Yeah.
It's not like that rock and roll music's going to make you climb to the top of a water tower and pick off your peers.
Oh, Grandpa, you'll never understand the new generation.
It's not that.
Rock and roll forever.
And here's the thing. I had the same argument. We talked about it on the show about Fortnite coaches and everything, where the host of the talk show was saying that by making esports a thing, you're encouraging people to be isolationists. And I disagree wholeheartedly. But I do think that there's a reason why gamers have that stigma of being antisocial. Mm-hmm. It's because for a lot of that, they're shy by nature. I mean, stereotyping. Yeah. I'm making a blanket statement here, and I understand.
How many people are in our Discord right now?
Let's see. In the Discord, these are all good questions that if I knew answers,
I surprised
I could
you.
Give
you probably
them.
Were. I want to use it as an example of the socialization of gamers listening to a gaming podcast. Just the fact that there were. This activity happening, there are
47.
Oh, that's more than five.
Yeah. So there's 47 that are online right now. There are five that are in some kind of room, and then five. There are four.
Never mind, Grandpa. Let's move back to your point.
I don't care when I count numbers. Back in my day, we did real math. That there's common core crap that you're boiling with blocks.
The look of terror in your eyes. You can see death right behind me.
It's coming.
You're trying to keep him away.
I can't even add the days I have left. Because I don't know how to count in tens.
We need to YouTube everything.
Do different number sentences.
They added another number, Grandpa.
What's that?
There's one in between 8 and 9.
No!
Oh, yeah.
No!
They added it.
Then who tells the joke? 7, 8, 9.
No, now it's 7 squiggle 9.
6 is afraid of 7 because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, Grandpa.
Oh, no.
Don't do that thing with your thumb anymore.
Common core math ruined everything. Humor. Killed it all.
So your kids want to play games rather than be social, and they want to ruin your experience of delayed gratification by
watching
the YouTube videos. So how is the story now?
We went and we played, I think it was a football game that Jacob had a football game.
In Spider-Man, there's a football game?
And Jacob played it.
That's an amazing mini game. Yeah. You might have been playing Madden.
So after his tackle football game, we went to lunch and we were like, what are we going to do after this? I go, you know what I think we should do? I think we should go to Best Buy and get Spider-Man. And they were like, yes. And I go, and then everybody can watch me play it.
Yes.
And then they went and they were like, no. And I said, well, how is it that I am not as good as Jacksepticeye? I could do a Scottish accent while I play Spider-Man. Oh, top of the morning to you. I can do all that.
That's perfect. Yeah. I was like,
wow, he's in the room.
He's in the room. I could feel.
I found it enjoyable.
It was like I could touch the kilt right there.
So I kept making this joke, and then we came home, and Natalie had to do some work. Like, work just came out of nowhere that she had to get done. And so it's just me and the three boys, and they were watching a different highlights of all of the Spider-Man games through time.
Oh, sure. That's kind of fun.
I remember that one. That was fun. I remember that one. And then it would always end with this beautiful one that's the newest.
Yeah.
And I went, that's it. And I just got up, got in the car, drove to Best Buy, bought it, came home. And
what did the children do while you did this?
They were sitting there watching more Spider-Man videos.
They didn't even know you left.
No. Well, I think they knew Jacob knew what was happening because as soon as I came in the door, he said, "Dad, can we play games?" And Jacob goes, "He's going to say no." And I said, "How do you know?" He goes, "Because you have Spider-Man in your hand." But Jacob was on board with watching me play, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they had already seen like the whole ending cutscene, so they know how the whole story ends.
Dumb.
Yeah, and so thankfully they've been very good. I told them because one of the things that Jack started to go, "You know who that is," or whatever, and I said, "I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you."
You got two brothers and a sister buried in the backyard, boy.
Another quote from my father.
Before we moved into this house, I used to put him out here. That's why I bought this plot of land, so I could keep it under wraps.
It's an Indian burial ground, so I can also talk to him whenever I want.
Why do you think we put the pool where it's at?
And why do you think I named the dog Kojo? Or Kujo. Why'd I say Kojo?
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. I was like, that sounds right.
Yeah, right?
Those 80s movies were terrifying. I wasn't allowed to see those.
The references on this podcast are very timely. They really know how to target their demographic.
They remade Predator. We're okay.
They're remaking Murphy Brown, for crying out loud.
With Murphy Brown.
All you got to do is wait long enough and your references come back.
They're remaking Roseanne.
That's called Last Man Standing. So I went and I bought the game. I started playing and... I told the boys, I said, if you ruin any part of this story, just so you know, the new rule will be that you can't play any game that I'm going to play until I finished it. And they go, well, you can't do that. I said, I can.
Yeah,
I definitely can. And they said, not if we pay for it with our money. I said, I'm sure you got to play it on my PlayStation, on my television, with my electricity in my house. And Jacob, it was funny in the car today. Jack was talking about how he's going to ask for Christmas for a television PlayStation.
Yeah, he was all over that tonight. Yeah.
And I said, I'm pretty sure that's out of Santa's budget range, dude. I think that's a little...
I mean, you can have her for 2 days until Santa has to return it to Best Buy.
So he's got... And then Jacob says, well, you still got to pay for the electricity.
Nice.
And then Jack goes, what? And he goes, Dad pays for the electricity. How are you going to power it if you don't have electricity? Nice. And I said, I'm not that bad to where I would charge you for electricity to play on your PlayStation. I said, the real point that I'm making with all this stuff is that as long as you are living in my house and need me to take care of you, that you are accountable to me. That there is a certain obligation that you have to respect my wishes within the domain of my house. I said, but good news is that if you really don't like it, by the time you hit 18, you could kick rocks and go do whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. I said, but the real irony happens is that when you turn 18, all the stuff that you want to do, you really either can't afford to do, which makes you suddenly not want to do it anymore.
Oh, it's a slippery slope. Have you ever played The Sims? It's just like that. Hey, let's take a break. And then why are you apologizing?
I just talked for 20 minutes about buying
on
Spider-Man.
Our podcast.
I know, but it wasn't even about, like, here's the thing. People are already playing it, obviously, because I think most of
are you loving it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it a lot.
Tell me what you like about it. What is the thing that is drawing you to it? And why should I succumb to FOMO and go get it now before Christmas?
I don't think you should succumb to FOMO. It is not so spectacular.
Spectacular Spider-Man out there.
That's true. It's amazing.
Fair enough. It's Marvel's Spider-Man, actually.
That's right. There's a lot of really cool elements to it, and I think there's an element to it where I feel like as long as you're not stumbling across spoilers in Facebook or something like that, because it's all still within the Spider-Man world, and they've done something really cool with it where Spider-Man is older now. And
I saw that a year ago,
all of that stuff. So there's enough about the characters involved that I don't really think anything can be spoiled because it's a great fun way of giving you more of the same but different. I think that just it's the same thing. It's as sappy as it sounds. I think it swinging through the city is never not even when I was watching those old versions of Spider-Man. No. Swinging through the city as Spider-Man is something that is just super cool. And the animation that they've done for
watching
this.
You fight with webs, I thought was pretty cool because I
stepped it up a notch because you were watching.
I felt it and I appreciated it.
I pulled out all the tricks.
When you bounced off the wall and back at him, like he's showing off right now.
Not showing off. I was demoing. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't look what I can do. It was like look at what they made in this game.
I appreciated every moment.
Because I wanted you to have a full you were taking an appetizer.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And I wanted you to have a little bit of meat, I wanted you to have a little bit of cheese, and a little bit of the sauce.
It's good.
All in one
bite.
It's
like
bite.
A mushroom tart,
yes,
right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. That's what I wanted you to
It's very
have.
Good. It was. It's pretty.
It is. It's a gorgeous game.
Because in that, it made sense as I saw that, you know, unlike in Batman where he's like, I'm non-lethal. I don't kill people, but I will beat the shit out yeah. of them until they can't move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure blunt force trauma counts as killing
it's
someone.
There's
but
a,
where Spider-Man, he's like, you can't move, I win.
Yeah, and what's great is that, because you kick people off a building.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of jacked up. And Jacob goes, why? I said, I just kicked a dude off of like a, I'm pretty sure like a 200-foot tall plus yeah. building in New York. I go, what about the people down there? They just see him just fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
He goes, no, he gets stuck to the building. I said, no, he just goes. He goes, no, watch. And so when I was done fighting these guys on top of a building, you swing away and the guy's just stuck on the side of the building.
That's pretty great.
Nobody dies in Spider-Man.
Nice.
Nobody dies.
Hashtag no one dies. Yeah. No one dies. When
so
we come back,
great.
You're going to tell me about Fortnite and I'm going to tell you about Strange Brigade.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Kevin, I got to tell you about fantastic new sponsor on the show. They have made magical moments in your life.
Yes.
In my life.
Yeah.
And now in my son's life. And I am talking about the fantastic people at Best Buy.
They are not just helpful, but they have really incredible policies there
yeah.
that make magical moments on par with Harry Potter possible within
right.
the Warsham home.
Right. Like, so if it wasn't for their understanding, right, to say, do I want to buy 4 TVs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. Now you could go and get 4 TVs and say, you know what? I changed my mind.
And why stop at 4? Maybe you need 5.
Yeah.
Maybe you can walk out this door with 5 4K TVs and return them within 2 days and pay zero restocking fee.
Yeah.
Why rent gear when right. Best Buy is around?
Right.
We love Best Buy.
Who doesn't love Best Buy? Get one today. Test the limits at Best Buy.
Good song.
Good stuff.
It's a good choice. There is something about you, baby,
so right. Oh, that's not a good idea. That was not. I had an idea, and then I instantly changed it into a bad idea because it's better. Yeah. Oh, that's not working there. How about this? Yeah, there it is.
Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Yours is super intense for Tales of Tyria, but we can turn it down. Just get a little something about you.
So good. I feel like I'm in the bathroom in a gym for our homecoming dance.
Kevin, get out of the bathroom. The girls want to dance.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. The pressures of my modern day life.
Are we, we were going to talk about Strange Brigade and
yeah,
Fortnite.
But
we going to do that during the Game of Stump?
I have a different idea for Collins. We'll do it later in the show.
How exciting.
But right now I want to talk about our new sponsor, Best Buy.
Yeah.
And how much they blessed your family
yeah.
in the way that they blessed my bachelor party all those 8 years ago.
Yeah, they blessed your bachelor party. They blessed me with a Super Bowl when I got to watch then favorite team Niners lose to the Ravens in Omaha, Nebraska.
I love that you describe football teams like ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, you know, we stay friendly.
There's only 32 fish in the sea.
Come on, you're going to act like you don't have a girlfriend you don't check out on Facebook from time to time? You're right. No, he's saying no right now. He's shaking his head. But they can't
hear me.
Yeah.
Me. No, no,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
do
no,
that.
No, you don't do that. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Oh, that was close.
Oh, that's so good. All I could think was all my girlfriends are from San Francisco. I was trying to work that angle.
Hilarious.
Like, no.
And then recently, my son, he had a 10th birthday, and we said, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to have 3 of my friends over, and I want to play video games. And so I said, let's take the old bachelor party shenanigans yeah. out of retirement, and let's make this happen. Let's turn
right
this
off the
into
shelf.
A LAN party.
Yeah.
And I went to Best Buy.
And he
Best
said,
Buy.
Daddy, what's a LAN party?
And what's funny is that you can't play Fortnite on land. They don't, it's not even a thing anymore.
No, it hasn't been
I did learn this, that they do have trailers that you can rent for parties, like where they come in, you pull up a trailer and everybody can go in the trailer and play. But that would have cost me an infinite much more money.
Yeah, because you spent, doing it your way at Best Buy, you spent $0.
Well, I at least spent 85 cents in gas going there and back. And time is money, Kevin. So, you know what I mean? Like,
Do you feel like, just so we're clear, what Justin did was go to Best Buy under the guise purchasing five TVs.
Yeah.
Walk out of the store with them, knowing in his heart of hearts that he would return them within the 3-day window, thus getting
five. I thought I got four.
You told me later it was five because you had
one that was ours, and then we had the one there, and then we had one there, and then two. No, I had four total.
Four still.
We had five total TVs playing.
Oh, that's right. It was
at
five
the same
TVs.
Time. One of them was mine already.
Got it.
But I also bought that TV at Best Buy.
That one you didn't return.
That one
years ago.
That one was was the puppy that I didn't put back in the box.
Now they Do they mark your file? Do they know?
But this was the closest that they've come to marking my file. Is that I walk in there to the lady who works at the customer relations / geek squad area, and I said, first I went to the manager and I said, I need like a flat cart. He goes, for what? I said, I got four TVs, and he goes, you're buying? And I said, no, I'm returning. He was, you're returning four TVs? I said, yeah, it didn't work out. And he was like, he's looking at the customer service. I said, you want me to go talk to her while you figure out where to get the cart? And he goes, yeah. He goes, do you have a receipt? I go, absolutely, I have my receipt. So I go to the lady and she's like, where are the TVs? And I said, they're in my van right outside the door over there. The guy's looking for a flat cart. And she goes, And I said, would it be helpful if I went and carried them in one by one? And she said, yeah, unless I have the TVs, I can't do anything. So I said, all right. So I went and I...
So what was crashing their brains? The fact that you had four TVs or that you were asking for a flat cart, which apparently they don't do anymore?
That's what's interesting, right? Is that if I just came in and said, I need to return these four TVs, they would be like, oh, right over there.
Yeah.
But because I needed them to somehow be involved in this, because if you think about it, you're only returning one TV. You just come in and do it.
You walk in with the
TV. And I think that what they do when you return one TV is they take it out of the box, they plug it in, they make sure the remote, they make sure you're not ripping them off in some way.
Yeah, that there's not a box of bricks in there.
Yeah, so I went in there with four TVs, all still wrapped in the exact same plastic that they came in. I take very good care of them. I keep all of the parts and pieces in the same exact bag, so all the, you know, somebody gets to enjoy an open box discount when they come back and buy it, but that's it.
You're welcome.
And if you buy one of my Best Buy TVs, you trust me, you are getting top of the line. And what I forgot is that some of you, depending on how long they sit on the shelves, may also have my Netflix password. There are two golden ticket televisions.
Golden free Netflix.
If you power it on, I'm just hoping that the capacitor on that thing is really small. That if it goes 4 days without battery power, you don't know my password to Netflix.
I think it's gonna be.
I
stored
appreciate
on there
your optimism. I appreciate it. If anything, it's what's funny is that right now I share my Netflix with my mother-in-law, and I think she gets confused. And goes onto my profile and watches shows, which a normal
that's
person,
actually me.
It would not bother a normal no because I asked you. If,
oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah,
this is
if
not
it
a
was
joke.
You, if it was you, I would say please stop. But I asked just to be sure. I go, is it you that's doing? And here's the thing, honest to God, if you were doing it, but you did it because you wanted to watch some rated R stuff when kids go to sleep,
yeah.
But you didn't want it to show up because your kids also have stuff on the profile. I'm assuming.
That's a good idea.
Anybody else's profile but my own. Although I have looked at my mother-in-law's to make sure to see if I can match up shows.
Sure.
But they don't match up, which is also frustrating.
That is frustrating.
So anyway, so I maxed out on the amount of profiles I can have, and I think my mother-in-law gets confused that she goes back and watches other shows.
Do
which
we need to leave
my algorithm?
Do you need to kick us out of the nest?
If you were there or not, it wouldn't change her watching on my profile.
Ah, that's fair.
I could create another one that says Justin. That you know what I mean? Like,
oh, how about we just rename them all?
A friend of mine at the radio station. What they do is they have one that they call guest. And they do that because to keep people from doing that, like somehow that's adding a profile or something.
Interesting.
So they made it to where it looks like add another profile is how they, that's what the name of it is. But it's just under the guise. It's like a national treasure, national treasure, like a treasure.
That is brilliant.
Hunt.
How was having four television and nine-year-olds in your home?
It was funny because at that time you brought your PlayStation because you were a good friend, and you left it overnight because you're an even better friend.
That is the golden friendship token.
And then when
right
you
there.
Said, "Can I come by and get it?" I said, "If you could give me another hour," you said, "No problem."
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, this guy really likes me a lot.
And your sons. Also, I have lots
but
of gaming
me,
systems.
More
definitely
me.
You. Yeah, oh, yeah. If they were just random kids, no. There's kids all over the place. I don't get my PlayStation too.
Absolutely true. That is
some
a
of them live in my house.
That can be verified. So anyway, he said, so they were all over the place, and they said, and I thought that was the moment that I was gonna go buy another PlayStation.
Yeah.
If I didn't have your PlayStation, or if you were like gonna take it, because to have that Band-Aid ripped off after they were literally in a room all day with their friends, just playing Fortnite all day.
Yeah.
And even there was a friend of theirs who was a girl, and she brought her Switch. That's why I bought a fourth TV, and we couldn't get them to all play together. But she was having the time of her life just playing separate from them, just playing on her own in the room, and was having, and she would come in.
Yeah, it became like a giant arcade.
Oh, yeah.
And you had food and pizzas.
Oh, my gosh.
And ice cream. And
it was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun. And I was like, I'll go buy another PlayStation. I'll put it in the back
house. You're welcome. I am a good friend because I just saved you like $300.
Yes, you did. Yes,
man,
you did.
I'll take it out in tax. So what advice would you give to someone that is weary of doing the Justin Warsham Best Buy circumvention?
Here's the thing.
Like, I feel like the first pushback anybody says when I tell them your method of renting free televisions is to say, what if it breaks?
Yeah.
What if it breaks?
You have to be prepared to keep them. You have to understand that it's, I'm not going to say that I'm a hero. I'm not going to exaggerate my abilities as a person or any of that. But I will say that I am an idiot.
Yeah.
And that there are a lot of things in my life that I will do because it's funny. And that is the idea of being able.
One of my favorite examples is when you ordered nachos with no cheese and they charged you $4 for a bag of chips. Do you remember that restaurant experience?
Yes.
You thought it would be funny to order nachos with no cheese. So they charged you for nachos with no cheese. And instead of just giving you the $1 bowl of chips.
Well, you know, I don't remember that, but
they give you the
right.
$4.50 nachos.
That's good. I'm glad that you. I hope that's a true story.
That is because, a very true.
All right,
Justin
good.
Warsham
now I have
experience.
That one too because I'd forgotten that one. But I had things like.
I mean, but the under over there is $350, and you're talking about how much is a TV at Best Buy?
Those TVs I bought were $400 each.
Yeah,
and so
that's PlayStation money.
Yeah, it is.
You could have just bought a stack of PlayStations.
I could have returned them the next day. I don't know that I could.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, it was
that would have been hard.
So it was great. And I think you have to go into it saying, I could have to pay for these. And if that happened, like I made a rule to all the kids. I said, if you get angry, you could throw your controller wherever you want, just not at the television. And what we will not do is peel any of the stickers off of the television.
Sure. So you have to do
And luckily,
stickers.
My son has a group of really solid friends.
Yeah.
Like they're just all around good kids. So I didn't have to really, I was never stressed about it or worried
And that
about
girl,
it.
She was pretty cool too. They worked out a whole system.
Yeah.
Because they were playing the playground mode. Jacob, your son, versus the three of them, including the girl, and they were in the same room together. And eventually she changed sides, but was still on the opponent's team. So she could see where they
Jacob
were,
was.
And she would drive him there in the golf cart and just take out his brother and his other friend.
That's fun.
And then they'd do it again. But he would never turn on the girl. I was really impressed.
The only downside to that party was that none of the adults really got to play together. Like, I was hoping there would be a time where we would all...
My wife was like, well, you're not going to be able to play. I was like, look, they have a pool, a backyard. They have a bunch of... There's a lot of kids. At some point, they're all going to go outside, and I'm going to sneak on and play.
No.
That never happened.
No.
I'm stupid for thinking that was going to happen.
Well, we would have made it, but the pool got a little... I thought it was fine, but it had algae. So, but it had algae in it to where it's like, it's no different than a lake.
Yeah.
Like, I tested the water. The chlorine was the right
level.
There
were just as many crocodiles in it.
It was just green. That was it.
It was fine.
You get one leech on one two-year-old, and suddenly you can't swim in the backyard.
So they were playing Fortnite instead of playing Strange Brigade. How much Strange Brigade have you played?
None.
Come on, man.
No.
Here's another game I play every night. After I'm done playing, how many people are less than 10 people playing Spider-Man?
Is that what you play during the load screen?
I play how many people are playing Strange Brigade. Are more than zero playing Strange Brigade.
You don't have any other friends
not
in your 300?
One
not one
person is playing Strange Brigade. The only, it tells you like how many of your friends play this. You show up because you've turned the game on and you're, so your kid, so you registered. My son's profile shows up because he was logged in while I logged in. So it registers his activity. And a random person that I have co-opted with that I am trying to be friends with that doesn't want to be my friend. Yeah. like I have tried everything in an attempt to
get Fridays are your day off?
Yes.
All right. Friday morning.
What time?
Whenever the kids go to school and you're up, it's your day off. So you sleep in.
Yeah.
But you hit me up and we're going to play Strange Brigade for a good hour to an hour and a half.
Right. I'll Twitch it at the same time because I have a new headset.
That sounds great to me. I'm fine with that. I don't.
So in that instant with this stranger, so I've tried to make friends with people in the community and then I've played the whole campaign through by myself. It's a very different game by yourself. You can play both, but there are several moments where I was like, sure wish I had more of the brigade here with me right now. Oh gosh, this is requiring a lot of precision kills. And so I opened up the game and allowed a person to just join me while I play. And so they show up and we're in this pretty difficult boss battle and we get all the way to the end. We're like in the last stage of this boss battle, just waves after waves of undead things coming at us. And I pieced it later. I accidentally set off a trap which killed him. Put him into the resurrection zone, which you have to run over and knock on the sarcophagus, and that lets them get out. That's like, oh, that's how you help them res. As I was running over to release him from the sarcophagus, I die, thus sending us all the way back to the beginning of this 10-minute-long boss battle, and he left. So I had already added him as a friend and I just sent him a message like, hey, we were so close. Sorry about that. I hope you're cool. He never wrote back.
Nothing. I got nothing.
I got nothing from him. Yeah. Nothing at all. But I still see that he plays the game. The game is great. It has a really fun campaign mode. As I'm a season pass holder, I get all of these free characters as they unlock. However, I was banging my head against the wall for 3 days as Sony did not release one of the characters for season pass holders. It wanted to charge me $7 for it. I had to sit on the phone with PlayStation for 2 hours trying to figure that out. And they eventually said, you have to ask the developer. So I had to tweet the developers and they wrote back finally after a while, because they're in another time zone. They're like, it should be free. We don't know why it's wrong. We'll fix it. And it took 2 more days before I got that character.
But you got the character?
I do have the character now. So.
He did it.
His name is Bash, and I'm pretty sure that's the character that they were considering asking me to audition for.
So oh, he's the American guy?
Yeah, he's a cowboy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Many ironies, but I'm not the guy.
That is ironic. Like, I can't get this guy.
I can't be this guy. Oh. Why? That's right, I am, but not Bash, the cowboy from Strange Brigade. Anyway. The game is that has a score attack mode. It has a time mode. It has waves of horror.
I wish you could have been there because I had it and I couldn't play it. And Jacob had a play date with his friend and he had played a little bit. And his friend's a hardcore gamer.
Yeah.
His best bud. And he said, in fact, they do YouTube together. They have a 37-minute of them video on YouTube.
Adorable.
Of them playing Legos World.
That's fun.
And Jacob said the most adorable thing to me where he said, we're in the car and he goes, Dad, I really like making videos. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said that we would post the video because he's never done like a long form video, which I like.
Yeah. He said long form. Yeah. Oh,
he's never done like
improviser.
A long form video. So he said that he would put it out and he would see how the people took it. And if they liked it, we could do more.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, but how many subscribers could this kid? Like, I think it's like 40. Yeah, like something like family and all that stuff.
Maybe 9.
And it's funny because I watched the whole video and it was just kids playing video games.
Sure.
There were moments where it was very fun and cute and all that.
If they had an editor, maybe they could distill it down.
His dad is a professional editor. And he said, one of the other kid's microphone is like overmodulated. Mm. And I guess because he's a sound production guy. He watched 2 minutes of it. He goes, yeah, we got to work out this sound problem.
I can't do it.
But yeah, so he played Strange Brigade and came over and they loved it.
Yeah.
They were like, this is incredible. I wish Kevin could be here.
Did that inspire your son to get into Indiana Jones and start being
him? No, I feel like what happened was, because we have a great babysitter and she is like,
she put on some 80s movies.
She's a younger person from the 80s and I think she mentioned, oh, Indiana Jones is a great movie. Kind of a thing. Yeah, she's got a nerd in her.
It has a dirigible. Yeah. It has collectibles. I mean, so the other night I played, now I'll just join other people's missions as they're doing the campaign because I've done it and I want to see and I want to experience it. And I realized that they were running by a door that I had not noticed before was a secret tomb in the middle. We're about to run into the final boss battle. I'm like, that's a secret. I can tell based on some markings. I played the game and sure enough, open it and go inside. And it's not like just a little closet where you grab a thing. It added 15 minutes of gameplay to this level, running around a maze, finding through traps that kept stacking. It just kept, there was more and more. And it was all this giant treasure hunt side mission on what feels like a single track game. Suddenly I just went off the track for a while, played in the side, and then came back and kept going.
So tell me honestly, would it be fun to play through the whole campaign with me?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to play it more, but I want to play it with more people.
Yeah.
There's different characters that have different abilities. So like the professor has the ability to open up secret tombs because he's smart and he knows how to open it. But then all the different characters have their own strengths and weaknesses through it. He's the only one that I've seen unlock stuff.
I wish I had more money because I would have kept my disc copy and then we could have given it away to a listener and they could have been a lucky person to come and play Strange Brigade with us.
That would have been good.
I'm saying that out loud not to be like, what I would have done if I would have, but I didn't actually do this nice thing, right? But I'm saying it as in like, I regret it.
Well, let's get Strange Brigade to be a sponsor of the show.
I regret everything.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Touch the Muppet baby.
I know I've said play Guild Wars a billion times on this show to anybody that will listen. Now I'm saying buy Strange Brigade. Because what I don't get, what the math that breaks my brain is that it's the same price as Spider-Man. It's exactly the same price.
But licensing, bro. Come on.
Is that it?
I think so. And Spider-Man is like...
It's a triple A game. It's like apples and oranges for some reason. Like,
what
how
triple A? What's that mean?
Strange Brigade is a triple A game. Like the amount of investment, time, energy, marketing behind it, and then you have Spider-Man that took them like 6 years and $1 million. Like, is there a quadruple? Like, is Spider-Man a quadruple game? Quadruple A game? Is it a quintuple A game? Because they're the same price point, is what I'm saying,
right.
And yet clearly they're not in the same league.
Yeah, as far as interest, but I think it's because of Spider-Man, right? Like if it was Web Boy and you were wearing a blue and mint green costume swinging through the seascape of Miami.
Oh, is it like sci-fi Miami? Because I'll play Web Boy. That sounds great. No. Is there something more than just recreated New York City?
No,
I don't want to play that. Yeah. I don't want to play Web Boy. I'm going to go make my own game.
Yeah, you should. But I think...
Arachnab kid.
But you're not... Are you not a big Spider-Man fan? Like in
I'm
the
not.
Comics?
That's fair.
Yeah.
See, my brother was... I'm a mutant. Now, I would play that exact same game if I could be the original X-Men from the all-new... From the book All New X-Men, where the like 1960s X-Men show up and you're Cyclops or you're Iceman, which is also my Instagram right now. That's the X Factor that I'm like, if I could be, I wouldn't care what environment, if I could rotate through or play as those five characters. So I get it. It's just, I've never been the guy that's like, when do I get to swing through the buildings?
I feel like Spider-Man and Peter Parker are the Ron Jeremy of comic books. Like,
wow, that is, please unpack more. What?
For some reason, I think that the Spider-Man appeal isn't the superpowers, right? Because if you think about it, the ability to climb on walls and shoot web from your hands, not very cool.
Yeah.
But there is a relatability to Peter Parker that is unmatched by any other comic book character. Mm-hmm. And that is why everybody loved Ron Jeremy, because he was just an ugly dude next door who got to sleep with
I see. Also, circumventing that, I think that the fact that like what Spider-Man looks like has never really, like, there's been mild variations, but he's pretty much exactly the same from when he debuted in 67, 66, 67. And that goes to the character design, whereas even Superman, you know, they wrestle with, this comes from another era. Do we include the underwear? I don't know. Like, Spider-Man looks awesome no matter what he's done. So,
yeah. And I think that, you know, you play the Arkham games and it's fun.
Yeah.
Right. But there's a light playfulness, the jokes that Spider-Man delivered. Like, there's just something that is super cool about that. And I will not sit here and argue that Strange Brigade, for if you were to take the licensing out of it, Like gameplay wise, Strange Brigade what is if a you, better game.
Strange Brigade, and now I can have Indiana Jones in it. So let's say so it's not Strange Brigade, it's Indiana Jones.
I think you're you could be better off because there is also a relatability. Indiana Jones is the cool big brother that all the nerds wish they had and wanted to be. Like that's what he's got a humility thing, you know, he's got a fear of snakes. That's what makes him
He's attractive, but he's not schmoozy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not debonair. He messes things up, right? Yeah. That kind of stuff. I think you're on the right track. Is that what makes Spider-Man is so great is, like I said, the relatability. You feel like I know what that guy's going through, and there's a lot of similarities between me and him, which is ludicrous.
That is, because you've never successfully climbed on a wall. So download Strange Brigade.
Act like you weren't there that one time.
we come back. We of course have to do Tales from Tyria. I have huge news in Tales for Tyria. Uh-oh. And then I also have a bit of a trivia question for you.
And is that when we're going to do the call-in?
We can do call-in. We can do call-in during Tales of Tyria and maybe after Tales of Tyria as well.
You tell me when you want it.
And now.
And now, it is time for Tales of Tyria!
Tales of Tyria.
Two
stuff.
Two exciting pieces of information for you in Tales of Tyria. One, today drops the next episode in season 4 of Tales of Tyria, so we're going to stop recording right now so I can go home and play it.
Oh,
but wait, I can't, because if I were to go home right now, somebody is on my computer.
Oh, no.
Playing Guild Wars 2 right now.
Oh.
Please welcome, for the first time ever, on Tales of Tyria, the guest star, my wife, Catherine Miller!
Yes, you come out of Discord. Please leave Discord.
What you won't know is that we just spent 5 minutes trying to make this happen because we can fix it. No, not you.
From MixLR.
There we go. Now
it's
okay. Is this ruining your marriage? That I just
not at all.
On mute?
No, everything. Our marriage is better than it has ever been because we had our 8th anniversary earlier this month because we got married during Labor Day weekend. You remember? You were there.
Woohoo!
She was not. and I said we did a bunch of stuff together. We went to dinner and we hung out. And I said, you know, for our anniversary, I'd like to play Guild Wars. She said, yeah, we can do that. And so we found a time later that weekend. And within the first 3 minutes of her playing the game, she said, I really do like this game. I should play it more often.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Happy anniversary to me. Wow.
That's right.
Look at that.
Oddly enough, we're doing less of that and more Guild Wars. So, honey, tell us about your Guild Wars experience.
Oh, okay. I'm a level 20. I'm almost a level 26 now. And I'm a little creature.
Ashurin.
She is Ashurin, yes. Mm. I have a tiger as a pet. His name is Kitty, and he runs around and he helps kill things with me.
I don't understand what
you mean.
A lot of
killing and a lot of finding new lands.
What is it about the game? So this is the part that still perplexes me. I play Guild Wars 2 daily, sometimes for 20, 30, and on the weekends, maybe like an hour or two. There has never been a shortage of opportunities to play Guild Wars, and I talk about it all the time. In fact, sometimes you'll ask me to tell you what I've been doing in the game so you'll fall asleep.
Because it's a great way to fall asleep.
Because I'll just
or describing a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, I'll just nerd out about this, and she'll zonk out. But now While we've been recording this podcast at Justin's house, you've been listening to us on Discord and playing Guild Wars 2.
And getting my ass kicked by Night Court demons.
Oh, yeah.
Who are level 15s. I'm a level 25. I don't understand it.
Nerd.
What intimidated me about it, I think, is the storyline. Because every other word is a made-up word, and I don't get it. Nor do I care about the world and all the missions. I just need to know what I need to kill to get my prize. So what I like about it, I think, is the kind of the productivity list to it. So there's like missions to do, or it's called waypoints. I don't know what you would describe that in another game, but there's like items to check off the list, and you go to different places on the map, and then like a new part of the map is revealed with more missions to do. So it just feels like I'm constantly accomplishing something and also have more to do to keep accomplishing.
Yeah. I feel like what it sounds like you're describing that you really enjoy is the achievement level of it, of like raising your XP and then crossing something off your list.
Yes. And then getting more power and more weapons and building up the might and all of that stuff.
When do you sense that will dry up? Because if it's not the story that's engaging you, when you hit level 80 and max, will you feel like you're done? When you've explored all of the maps, will you be done? When you achieve all the achievements, which is impossible, will you be done?
Challenge accepted.
Oh, gosh. And her life was forfeit.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I see myself binging on it for a while and then kind of backing away. I already kind of, the last like two nights, needed to kind of just chill and play my other game, Cookie Jam, because I had been neglecting that one. So, how dare you? I am your first guest for this segment.
That is your son. So,
oh, boy.
You need to have that. Is also your son. Vince is our other child.
Yes, I can't predict when my energy will die out, but it's fun, and it's also.
But right now, you don't see it happening on the horizon at all.
Correct. Oh. Yeah, I like it. And then I like how we mix up. Sometimes Kevin will play with me and he'll show me stuff on the map that I can't get to. Mm-hmm. Very, very fun. And then we'll go back to playing Guild Wars.
Oh, it's a good thing you married this chick.
Yeah, right?
That's some top shelf stuff right there. That is some good stuff.
You're supposed to spice it up in year 8. For us,
it's video games.
They're like, you know, you could do a role playing. I'm like, how about massively multiplayer online role playing?
No, but sometimes you come along with me and that's fun. And then other times, like, this all sounds very sexual now, but I either do it during the day by myself, or we'll be in the same room, but we're each doing our own thing.
Yep.
So yeah, we mix it up a lot, and that keeps it spicy and will probably keep me into the game for a lot longer.
I think you just gave Justin his Christmas present.
You. Thank you so much for playing along.
Oh boy.
What I enjoy, so I have a very nice laptop from Dell that she's able to play on, or I'll sit on the laptop and she'll sit on our nice desktop. And it is fun to experience this thing that has been a huge part of our marriage. It's older than my son. I've been playing Guild Wars since before it was launched. And so it's great for her to experience and to go back to some of the older stuff. I'm keen. She hasn't paid for the game yet. The Guild Wars allows a free game, and there's some limitations to that. But so far, the limitations haven't inhibited her enjoyment of the game. And so it'll be interesting to see if she actually gets to the point where she wants to buy the expansions to experience more of that, finding new maps and new challenges.
Would it be like if you had to, I don't know what the financial situation is, but let's say for this series of this, for the purposes of this conversation, I'm very good at talking.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to cut back on your amount of money you could spend on Guild Wars 2 so that she would be able to have a little bit more to do more, would that be worth it? Because it would make it more enjoyable for you?
That's the core reason why I started playing Guild Wars 2 in the first place. And the first Guild Wars is because there is no fee associated with it. Once you purchase the game, you're done. There are no subscription fees, and you do not need
to get all these episodes or anything that's just part of it.
The two expansions cost something to buy those, but that's it.
$50 total for the two, right?
Right now, both expansions are $50 for both of them together. Mm-hmm. That's the same as buying a game off the shelf. There is no ongoing cost.
Spider-Man, that's more.
Then there are season pass. But that's kind of the point. Like, it doesn't even have a season pass model, but it has more content than most games with a season pass. In that tonight, another brand new episode is launching.
So I would be able to enjoy that brand new episode without buying one of the $25 things?
Yeah, as long as you log in during this time and eventually buy those games. When you buy the expansion, then this episode becomes available to you. Yeah. But because she logged in today, am I not wrong, Kat? Did you get a window that said, hey, you've unlocked this, you just need to buy it?
Yeah. Story 4 or something.
That's right.
Like that.
Episode 4. A star to guide us.
She unlocked it, but it's waiting for her when she buys it.
That's right. But there are episodes that she never logged in for, so she will need to purchase those on the side if she ever needs those. Now, those episodes are unique because they each have their own maps, so that's what drives you to purchase those additional episodes if you don't own them already. But, again, all of that is moot if you're playing the free game, which is a considerable amount of content for no money, completely free. And you could be spending money on skins or in-game currency or any of that if you wanted to pretend it was Fortnite.
You could be gaming with the Millers. You could be in our guild.
You could be in our guild.
I don't know how you would do that, but Kevin would set it up.
Yeah. You're in our guild, and you always represent Planet Pluto.
Oh, that's the name of the guild?
That's our guild, yeah. Uh-huh. You, too, can be on Pluto.
Am I allowed to know your wife's character's name, or is that too much to the public?
Too intimate.
Okay.
Right. I'm Karina North. Find me. I'll introduce you.
Oh.
I can't see my name right now. What am I? I'm
like Pull down the Alt key. Hold down Alt key.
I want it to be Jim Duncan or something.
Trace.
Wit Trace. Yeah, I knew it. Mm-hmm. W-I-T.
W-I-T.
Trace.
And then Trace is the last name.
When you say you knew it, like you're saying I knew that, or you...
I knew her name.
And then...
No, I knew her name, and I knew how she could find the name.
Oh.
I play the game in Spanish.
I don't know.
He does. Okay.
What language are you playing it in, Kat?
Can I make a plug for this as well? I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
What language are you playing in?
English.
Okay, and then what was the plug you wanted?
Well, so Kevin has been playing this for years, and so he knows it inside and out, so... It wasn't that long ago. It was within the last 6 months, if not less.
Less, like 3 months,
Yeah, he switched it to Spanish, and so he plays the entire game in Spanish. And every now and then he'll ask me, because I minored in Spanish in college, so he'll ask me every now and then, like, what does this word mean? And I usually don't know, because it's something, you know, like...
It's a made-up. Yeah, it's a made-up word.
Larva or something like that.
they don't cover larva in Spanish in college?
I'm sure they do, but it was a long time ago. His Spanish has improved. We'll be out and about, and he'll, like, read signs and be like, that says that, right? And I'm like, yes, it does. And so...
Improved is a very kind word, because I didn't have any Spanish.
All he knows is that the floor is wet.
Yeah. I know.
Piece of mojado.
Escarbajo, that's beetle. I figured that one out.
Right.
Oror, that's gold.
Uh-huh.
Rana, frog. Uh-huh. These are all important words.
All North Hollywood, L.A. words you need.
I'm going to use all the time as I live in North Hollywood, LA.
I'm going to say this wrong, Kat, because Natalie makes fun of me, but this is the only real Spanish that I know, because I heard a lot, was Abre los rojos. But I think it's supposed
open
to...
Open the something.
Yeah.
Open the red door?
It's supposed to be open your eyes, but the way I say eyes, I think I'm saying red.
So no, yeah, you are saying red, as opposed to auroras. Yeah.
Auroras, the golden eyes?
No. Let the miner say it. How do you say eyes in Spanish?
It's ojos. Ojos.
Abre los ojos.
Why do you need to know that phrase?
Because when I worked at Red Lobster as a server, and you'd ask the chefs where your food was, all they would yell from behind the line was, abre los ojos and point and laugh at you because your food was sitting on the other side of the thing that you didn't
see. Right in front of you.
Yeah, so they would basically say, open your eyes.
And you say, mas pan por favor.
I didn't know.
That means more bread, please.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or, donde está el baño? There's my Spanglish.
So good. So good. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's worth it every time she says Buena Vista.
Buena Vista. Thank you, honey, for playing. As soon as we're done, I'll come home and play with you.
I just charmed a new pet, y'all.
She's a ranger, so she gets to find ambient juvenile animals.
Just in, Mrs. Miller has a new pet.
Charm.
My dad is Sly Cooper.
What did you get? What did you get?
Well, I think it walked away. I don't think I got it. It was a pink moa.
Oh, yeah, the pink moas. They're fun.
Good day, sir.
They have a flapping ability when you use their special charm.
And you lost it already?
No, she just needs to walk back up to it.
I clicked the F button for charm and
clearly
walked away.
F is for charm.
Isn't it ironic?
Charm. Guild Wars teaches you a lot.
You need that that chicken with the banana song.
All right, I have one more topic to discuss with Justin, and then we're coming home.
Okay, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. Okay, bye.
That chick's funny, man. That chick is funny.
8 years. 8 years.
Do you want to charge your phone while you're waiting?
No. Oh, thank you. I'm okay.
Right.
I was reminded of when your wife came home and saw you playing Super Mario World.
Yes.
And snatched the controller
Super
out of
Mario
your hands.
Super Mario Brothers. We got it on the
Wii. Original Super Mario Brothers.
And she just took the controller and did the thing where you beat the whole game in 7 minutes, and I had never seen that. Oh boy!
Why you have Jack.
That was like finding out that your wife has a superpower. At that point, I've been with her a decade,
right?
And it sounds like I'm being super. It's not being like, oh, she's a lady. She doesn't know how to play Super Mario Brothers.
But she expressed no interest ever.
No, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like she was like, oh, I'd play games with you. You know, I used to like Mario Brothers. Do you want to play that? No, it was just silence and then
like,
Mario.
Whenever the one time she played a game with me was Halo, and it was like playing with your little brother and picking on him the entire time. Like I was teaching her how to play. I'll never forget this. She goes, I think I even have a drop that she says this all the time. That's why I have a drop of it. But she goes, I don't even know how to find you. I said, okay, here, use this stick. Look up. Okay. Like, okay, stop right there. Right there. Look a little to the left. Okay, right there. Okay. Now you see that little blue dot right there? And she goes, uh-huh. And then I fired a sniper shot and killed her right in the head. And she said,
asshole.
Is that really her?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Asshole.
That reminds me of Strong Bad, who used to sing that one song that having your girlfriend play video games with you kind of ruins them both.
Gosh, that's a good show.
Just to remember that. All right, so my last topic, we're kind of out of time, so maybe we'll have somebody chime in if they know anything about it in the Discord. But you owned a Sega Master System, correct? Is that
Sega
right?
Sega Genesis.
You had a Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
So you, when you had Sega Genesis, you played the game Tanglewood.
Mm-mm.
You remember Tanglewood with a little critter, a little fox-looking guy in kind of an enchanted universe? It is very adorable. And
I do not remember. I remember Joe Montana Football.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was it. There.
Altered Beast.
Yeah.
Tanglewood. Oh, that's at the
Tanglewood game.
Yeah, let's do
no,
that.
No, not the Tanglewood Music
at a golf
Center.
Golf course and a music center.
Yeah. There you go.
See
those little.
Yeah.
Do you remember this game?
Let me see some images. No.
Okay.
No.
That's good. And this is why I appreciate you so much, because it is not released yet.
What do you mean?
This game is being developed for Steam and also for the Sega Master System.
So they've got a backwards compatible, like, so you got to go to a yard sale or dig it out of your attic to play a brand new game for the Sega Genesis.
That they are building to work on a cartridge and work with the original systems. They had to resurrect a dead computer language and go to yard sales to buy the necessary components in order to decipher the language and then build a game that would work for the Sega Mega Drive.
Spared no expense.
And then they're also releasing it on Steam, so you can still play it.
Still play it on anything, if you, which is smart.
Which is pretty great, right?
It's not a bad idea, right? I mean,
incredible.
To me, it sounds pretty cool. But I was afraid that the way you were going to shake this out, like, why are you doing this?
No,
it seems like it's like the comics who would release their albums, like, and I'm talking 8 years ago on vinyl.
Yeah, exactly.
You would get it on vinyl. It's that same kind of thing where it's like. This gets him a ton of press. We're talking about it. We can say that stupid thing.
But I think it's evidence of the game industry growing up to a level that that there's some real artistry involved. That it wasn't just the fact that they wanted to, because they can make that game and release it on the PS4 or whatever system that they wanted. They wanted to do pixel art, and they wanted to do it with such level of dedication that they figured out how to put it on a 30-year-old machine, a 20, 25-year-old machine, and just to experience the heyday of that. I think that's beautiful stuff.
I think it's great. Yeah, I love
it. And the game, and also, that's gorgeous. That's like the best-looking Sega Master System game you've ever seen, and it came out 30 years after the system was dead.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Totally.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's who wouldn't want that? Who
right?
wouldn't think that's, yeah. that's absolutely
might
fun?
Might have to download
and,
that.
And the only thing is I want to know how they put it on the cartridge. That to me is the only part that I'm
There's several articles
about.
On it on how they
like
did that.
I feel like they would have to go out and find old cartridges and repurpose them.
I think they build them. That they have
oh,
them
they build them yeah, so yeah, they yeah, had yeah, like, yeah. oh, 3D print. You could 3D print. And it's just
a
motherboard.
These are good questions. We should research more of how they are actually doing
well, they're listening.
The
guys, if you guys want to come on the show instead of just hanging out in the Discord, please let us know. That we would love to talk to you about this stuff.
The other game along this line. Oh, so two more things around the artistry of games. Is you remember your boy that invented One Hour, One Life?
Yep, John Roar.
Yeah, so he's also infamous for building the game for someone. So just before he worked on the
One Hour, One Life,
he made a board game out of pieces of metal and included some rudimentary instructions on how to play it without words, and then drove out somewhere in Arizona and buried it in the ground.
Jason Rohrer designs a game meant to be played 2,000 years from now, hides it in desert.
That's some stock footage there, but there might be a picture of the game. But so there's like pieces of metal and some sort of token thing and an interesting board with some metal grooves in line. And then he's just buried it somewhere in the desert. Inspired by, you know, modern day archaeologists finding games from Native Americans 2,000 years ago and be like, I think this is a game, and trying to figure out how to play it. He did the same thing.
I feel like it's just going to break aliens' brains. You know what I mean? That they're going to think, oh, we found, like, this is what they were doing?
Or, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's only one guy. It's only one game.
Right.
Like, I feel it's kind of like you're flipping the bird to Monopoly.
I think it's such
which is much more to part of the culture.
There's a lot of that kind of feeling in One Hour and One Life, right? Of like this sort of mystery of the past and not really understand. Like, we're dropped in the middle of this very large epic genealogy story, and that's him going, There's a mystery, like a whimsicalness of finding some and a mystery around it. Like, why would there be this game in the middle of nowhere 2,000 years ago that Native Americans left here? I want to know more about it. And I think that's the gift he's trying to give someone two millennia from now.
And the biggest tragedy of it is if nobody ever finds it ever.
See, I think that's the beauty of it, is that it just like we lost the Atari.
Does he have another version, or is that
the only
version?
I don't think so. Maybe. He probably remembers how to do it. He also said, I don't know, I never play tested it, so I don't know if it's any good.
That ruins the whole experiment then, if you know what I mean?
Like, we'll have to ask the aliens.
Yeah.
My last thing, we've had so many things to talk about.
Lots of stuff.
The last thing is, you know what? Maybe I'll save this for next week.
No,
we're going to save
it
for next week.
No cliffhangers, Ryan Seacrest.
But I'm going to tell you what it was. 1990s edutainment Kickstarter. More on that next week.
Oh, boy. Oh, I accidentally, I've never done this until this day, but I keep doing.
Oh, boy.
In my own, just in when I'm here on the show. Every time I say, Oh, that's I can't do that when I'm getting ready to close.
Oh, boy.
I got to get this on a different thing. I got to get this on the 360. This has to be on the 360.
Why is it not on the 360?
Because I'm an idiot. Is that what you wanted to do?
No.
I'm not mad.
I want to upgrade your brain, bro.
Here's what we got to do, guys. Kevin and I are starting our own 90s edutainment Kickstarter where what we're going to do is we're going to build a gaming system.
Yes.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to throw it in the Pacific Ocean. So if you could please give us $100 each of it. If everybody donates $100, Kevin and I could build this gaming system, throw it in the ocean, for James Cameron's great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter to unearth and make a billion-dollar movie out of it, and then a tour. Where
it's going to be sweet. It's going to be about these giant robots that fight these kaiju, and they're going to go to war in the Pacific Rim.
Oh.
It's also called Pacific Rim.
Don't give away too much of the game, Kevin. I know you love it, but don't give away too much.
Okay.
You can also check out Kevin twitching at the Twitch. .tv. I think I just had a mild stroke.
Oh, man.
Twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. I was looking at this, which is bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the next thing, because it's under Kevin's Twitch, but I didn't write your address.
Ahead. Yeah.
And my brain was going, stop saying words other than what you're seeing.
A lot of my Twitch lately has been Strange Brigade, so I day one Strange Brigade and then played it for several days. In fact, when the game was first released, I didn't turn it off for 2 days. It was just always on, like, run, you know, you can leave the games running, and then had to restart it because they pushed an update. But I wanted to never reload the game.
That's awesome. That's awesome. If you want to join the conversation during the show, be on the show as a guest for Stomp, go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord. That link is in the description of this episode, and you come hang out with other like-minded gamers who are also big fans of Sly Cooper. I can't do it. I'm an idiot.
I think it's time to retire. You know, we've had a good run.
Yeah.
Tonight. Let's do it again next week.
Oh, boy.
8 p.m., 9-ish Pacific
boy.
Time.
On behalf of the KevinMiller.com, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.